Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell, live from Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We will get Coach Ra coming up at around 3:30 today to talk to him exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game about all the things. And the big thing, guys, is how do we get consistency out of this offense? It's the one question everybody is asking, not just here at Flowery, but around the NFL, because you watch the Falcons and you go, man, they're really good. And then you watch them again and you go, well, they're not really good. So, Mike, that is what they have to figure out as we turn the page today, guys. We're over that loss against the 49ers. It's in the rear view. What are you going to do Sunday against the Dolphins, who come in here reeling? They are 1-6. It's a team that has a lot of problems of their own, but we got to fix our own stuff.
Yeah, man. Jeff Ulbrich speaking with the media today before the show, and he took complete ownership, as you'd expect him to, over the miscues as far as the too many men on the field and not enough men on the field when you needed a 3rd-and-13 stop and you couldn't get it, and said that's all on him. And I think, you know, fans appreciate that. Just fix it. I mean, don't let it happen again. Okay, this isn't college. This isn't high school.
Yeah.
It's the NFL, baby. So that's part of it. I mean, when things are tough enough, and San Francisco had a great game plan and really executed it, and we were struggling in some areas. But, yeah, man, that's things that can't happen. And you're right. How do we get some consistency? The big thing I've seen today, you and I were talking about this on our pre-show. Check it out. It's on Twitch and YouTube. Day-Day and Orin, we'll jump in. We kind of give you a little preview of what we're going to be talking about and have some strong opinions, too. But Dan Orlovsky had some opinions, basically saying when we're in man-to-man, our defenses are in man-to-man, Michael Penix Jr. is really struggling.
Yeah, look, I think it's the one thing, and Coach Rod talked about Penix as a good player, pressure player, which I don't disagree with. He's played under pressure a lot in his career, leading into his NFL career. But this is still development, and one of the things that Penix has got to get better at, and I think he will as the season goes along, is when he sees those opportunities. Mike, for me, I think it just comes down to trust. He trusts Drake a lot. Who else does he trust? If you don't trust Kyle Pitts to throw it out there in that man-to-man coverage, my question is why? You got to trust Darnell to beat his man one-on-one. And so hopefully he continues to grow in that area, but there's no doubt. I mean, look, I said it a few weeks ago. The one thing that is concerning, at least right now, when you watch Michael through these first few games and certainly week 1 through 3, it was first read and I'm going to it. And if it wasn't there, I'm going to hit my outlet, which is mostly, you know, Bijan Robinson. So he's going to get better. I know there's a lot of frustration with him and the way that it's been up and down because he played so well. You know, you go back a few weeks ago, the Commanders game just was really good. The Bills game looked really good. But then these in-between games, he's not. So you've got the Carolina clunker. And then you've got last week where you felt like he was throwing off of his back foot at times,
right,
doing things that fundamentally just didn't seem right. But Arch, I thought, put it in perspective yesterday when he said, look, guys, again, we want this guy to be a 3 or 4 year veteran, and he's 8 games in.
Right. But still, I mean, there's expectations with this organization. I mean, this whole dynamic, and you and I talked a little bit about it yesterday, you know, if you make that pivot to Penix, you've got to take the growing pains. But fans don't want to hear it, and you're still expected to be a playoff caliber team.
Sure.
You know, you've invested heavily on the defense through the draft. You know, you've got a really solid group of guys. You got as good skill position players as Matt Ryan had, you know, in his prime. And I do think that, you know, Julio obviously is a supernatural talent, but so is Bijan. So what's going on here? That's why when we talk about consistency, Carl, or inconsistency, historically that falls on coaching. You know, and getting the most out of your talent.
It does. Look, there's pressure on Raheem. We talk about this consistency. That's on the coaching staff. It's not on these players. Yeah, they got to execute. But at the end of the day, the coaches have to have guys prepared and ready. And right or wrong, the perception outside of Flowery Branch is like the penalties we've had and the mistakes we've made gets back to the lack of preparation or paying attention to detail from the coaching staff. Fair or unfair? So, you know, this is something that Coach Ra and this entire staff has got to do a better job of. I totally agree with
you. I mean, look, and it's also, that's why I don't want to put it all on Zach, but I'm going to put a big chunk of it on Zach. The Bills game, right? Monday night. Imagination. Okay, 4th and 1. Okay, where was the wild Felipe? I'd rather see Felipe running the ball than trying to throw the ball on 4th and 1. I mean, Drake's got to maybe run a crisper route. That's been commented on by some former wide receivers. I just saw some social media this week. But a lack of imagination against the 49ers. But Buffalo, you're dictating the tempo. 49ers are dictating the tempo. Run blitz. Why not more Algier? Why not give Algier? I mean, sometimes maybe you need the hammer, not the scalpel.
Yeah.
Going up against a defensive attack like that. And we only gave him 4 running plays.
We're live at Flowery Branch, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. As we mentioned, Rob will join us at 3:30. We do have a lot to talk with him about. We will ask him about the Ray Ray McLeod thing. But, guys, I'll tell you, that's not front and center. Ray Ray's not going to determine whether we win on Sunday or not. It's the guys that are in the building, and more importantly, what adjustments are going to be made this week. Love Ray Ray, appreciate what he brought, but, like, everybody wants to know the answer. At the end of the day, he's not here. Like, it sucks. Mike and I threw it around yesterday about all the reasons potentially. But at the end of the day, I mean, when I look at his production, and I had to go back and do this, you know, last night, and I went, okay, how productive was he? Last year was a really good year. This year, not so much.
Right, but this gets back to, you know, from Ray Ray's side of things. If he had a relationship with Ike Hilliard, he gets got. Maybe he doesn't feel he's got an advocate for his game when it comes to T.J. Yates or, you know, the OC. But, hey, look, the boss isn't always right, but he's always the friggin' boss.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're running, you know, the two tight end sets, Ray Ray gets a little more marginalized. And then I was talking to some of the – I said on Twitter today, Carl, speaking with the media, off the record, the impression I got today is perhaps there was, after a career year, maybe a little bit overestimated his importance in this offense. And then, look, you know, you got to roll with it. I know, because I've popped off a few times, and it's only so far that's going to go before you get got. And so I think that's maybe – and we'll try to ask Ra. Perhaps Ra will keep it in-house, but we'll try to get the information. But I think that's – to what you said, what I said, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, and here's the other part about this, Mike. You talk about the two tight end sets. And by the way, I think we're going to get a chance to talk to Charlie Warner today. He's done a great job. But the other side of this is, if you're a wide receiver and you're on the field and your offense is 80% run-based, which it has been, mm-hmm. you got to block. You got to be good at your job, and that's the right. other job outside of running routes. Was Ray Ray a great blocker?
No, he's undersized for that role, you could argue.
So him not being on the field, you got to understand the full scope of things. Him not being on the field when we are 12 personnel and we're running the football and Charlie Warner's doing a hell of a job and all of a sudden you feel like you're not on the field as much, are you as good of a blocker as Charlie? And when you're out there, are you blocking guys? Like, that's part of this as well. I don't know, Mike, the full scope again, but it's interesting. We'll ask Coach, because I know everybody's, like, you know, throwing out these crazy theories about it. And I think D-Led even put out there, why'd he get cut? I want all the wrong reasons. And people were chiming in on that. I don't know either, man. 404-726-0929. But we want to know fundamentally, guys, about Michael Penix, this offense, Zach Robinson, the things you're wondering about, and those are the questions we're going to focus on.
And for what it's worth, we tried to reach out to Ray Ray's agent to see what's going on. Hey, apparently he's going to be on the Giants practice squad.
Okay, just that quickly, you know?
So that's just dropped today.
Well, he's 29. It's not like he can't play. We said yesterday.
Hey, look, 600-some-odd yards, six, regardless of the yardage. Yes, I can do the math, kids. It's less than 1,000. But, I mean, but 67 receptions, and a lot of it, as we said, base predicated on the 3 wide receiver sets that you saw with Kirk Cousins, much more 2 tight ends across. Pointed out. So he lands on his feet. The Giants need help. You know, outside of Wandale Robinson, they don't really have a lot of depth at wide receivers, so perhaps he'll get on the field sooner than later with Big Blue.
Totally makes sense. One of the things I want to stress to you guys right now, as we get ready for Sunday. And, look, I think Coach will be respectful. I'm sure everybody in the building will be. Tua sucks. He's not good. Hasn't been good since last season. Tua signed his new deal at the beginning of 2024. His play has diminished. He has regressed. And I'm not talking about concussions. Mm. I'm talking about just flat-out quarterback play. 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That is not a great touchdown-interception ratio. What I'm saying, Falcon fans, is he will throw it to us. Our secondary can have a big day Sunday if you just allow Tua to do what he's been doing. And that comes, by the way, without people always being in his face. Mike, his decision-making has not been great. And when you add all that up with what's going on with Mike McDaniel right now, fighting for his job, I don't know if everybody is coming in here on Sunday on the same page,
right,
as, you know, for the Dolphins. You need those two guys to be communicating, and right now it feels like they're fighting. Internally, it feels like they're scuffling between each other.
Yeah, and it just seems like everybody we spoke to in Miami, and we're friends with Armando Salguero, and I was texting with him back and forth. He just feels like McDaniel, like the glib quote last week, you know, well, hopefully he won't throw 10 interceptions. He knows where this is going. Now, Ross isn't giving any indication, but everyone feels it's dead man walking. And you know, if you're Mike McDaniel, there's a buyout. I don't think anyone debates. He's a really good offensive-minded coach. But as I said, we were joking around before the show. Some guys are Don Shula. Some guys are Dave Shula. You know,
sure.
Some guys are Marty Morningweg. You're really good in that offensive role, but you're not a head coaching material. And, you know, he'll land on his feet because he has shown some imagination and he's had success. But right now, we're getting them at the right time, I think, and it's going to be at home for us, and let's go get it. Let's not monkey around.
Yeah, at home we're a different team. We'll talk more about this as well than on the road, especially offensively. But there is no, like, well, I think the Dolphins, their quarterback play has been completely terrible. And if you don't take advantage of it, shame on us this week. Everybody else is taking advantage of this. And Tua right now, I just don't think he's in the right frame of mind, guys. And by the way, once Tyreek Hill went down, don't wish injury on anybody. This thing kind of fell apart. Who's he throwing the football to consistently outside of the tight end?
And just, again, I know there's a little cuckoo-ness going on there in Tyreek's world, but the guy literally acting like he won the lottery as he's being wheeled down the turnpike in the ambulance with a leg injury. There was so much strangeness around this Dolphins team, not just this year, but the last three seasons.
Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We're live at Flowery. We're coming back. Daily downloads on the way, and the Hawks open up the regular season tonight. We're going to talk to Brian Oliver from FanDuel Sports Network coming up a little bit later on this hour in about 20 minutes. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bill.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Bill. You know, sports talk on the games presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on, can't count on much, but you can always count on Paramount Plus, guys. And always count on them Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all the games all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, inside the tickets, Ticketmaster Studios. Raheem Morris is going to join us coming up here in about an hour, literally. From now, and also Charlie Warner set to join us as well. We were just talking about this team, you know, here in the studio before we came back on. And one of the things is, Mike, I know you keep stressing Tyler Allgeier. Do you feel like that balance, before we get to some other things that are going right on, including the Hawks plan, but we were talking about that balance still hasn't been there, has it?
And again, it's funny because I dovetailed on a Dan Orlovsky tweet, and somebody nationally who doesn't, you know, follow the Falcons, like, really go with the backup running back? And obviously, you're not familiar with the Falcons.
You don't know.
I mean, all I would say is, before you abandon the run, and I thought they abandoned the run, let's give a guy who can move the pile a shot. Here's a guy that when you are, you know, bringing the run blitz, at least give him, that's a bowling ball. I'll give him a shot to fall forward for 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah.
He was averaging 4 yards. He had 4 carries, 16 yards. That's 4 yards a carry. Do that 3 times, you got a first down. So I'm not saying you're going to forget about Bijan, but I think, all right, now let's see that imagination. Let's get him in the same backfield with Bijan. Let's see what some of the things that Detroit does. Sometimes Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery are on the field at the same time.
Yeah, I agree.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, because I think people are saying, should they have equal carries? The answer is no.
No, but unless the circumstances dictate.
Yeah.
When Bijan was trying to do, you know, his magical jump cuts, and they were just all over it because they were just up in the box. They're seven were just eating up our five. So how do you counterpunch? Maybe you try to get behind, abandon the right side, get behind Bergeron, and you remember Jake was on one good leg,
right,
and maybe use Allgeier. But that's where, you know, when guys start to stymie your stuff, you've got to be able to come up with a better plan.
Yeah, no doubt. More on this as we'll get into that with Coach as well. That balance, though, is sometimes hard to get. But you're right. When you go away from it completely, then there is no balance. Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Again, Day-Day's up here with this executive producing. Back at the studio behind the glass, of course, Big O is there. And we want to hear from you guys. Text us. Let us know what you're thinking. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Big O, man, let's get to the Daily Download. Hawks season starts tonight. Last night, NBA got off to a really good start. I thought the first game was incredible. Double overtime. It was Houston and OKC. OKC, guys, those rings were ridiculous.
What a great idea. You know, the big rings, they're getting bigger and bigger. They're the size now of like a softball. So you have a ring that goes on your mantle or in a safe, and then you've got the ring inside the ring, which you can actually wear. I thought that was brilliant. You know, there's so many good things that they do in Oklahoma City. including build a basketball team. But yeah, I thought that was great. And Carl and I were talking about this on our pre-show today. Check it out on Twitch and YouTube, where we take you behind the curtain. Maybe I didn't realize how much I missed NBC. Maybe it's nostalgia, but Oren, we were talking about it earlier. The music, the opening sequence. What do you remember about the 90s? I don't remember jack about the 90s. I wasn't born in the 90s. So they have all the players doing their thing. And then they swing it back to the present day. And then you get all the OGs. And then, of course, you get the hologram of the NBC and the music. It was freaking great. And a sense of humor. And all the things, look, no disrespect, TNT gets humor. ESPN doesn't get humor. And I just thought, man, if that's what the NBC product's going to be like, giddy up. What a great job.
Yeah, and then on top of that, we will get these appearances from Michael Jordan. And I know people have already somewhat, you know, let's analyze. There's nothing to analyze. He's not an analyst. He's not a play-by-play guy. He is a legendary, the legendary Michael Jordan. And anything that he wants to add to this, I'm all in. Okay? And this whole critique thing, it's like, what are we critiquing? He's just sitting down, you ask him a couple of questions, and cut. Oh, and let's keep it moving.
And that's guys that, see, LeBron would do a better job with that. Well, yeah, see, that's where that comes from. Guys, we're talking about a legacy guy, and his presence just brings greatness to any broadcast. Okay? Now public speaking sometimes, like the North Carolina, if you want all the memes, you know, the roof is the new ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all that. Like, he's still MJ, and it's good, and I dug it. They had one little glitch with the audio, but that was it. Tirico, as you said, we were talking before the show. Tirico could do anything. You know, he's that good.
The segment, by the way, it's the first edition last night, but there'll be many throughout the season, is called MJ, Insights to Excellence. Enough said! I don't care about anything else.
He was excellent.
I don't care.
In my mind, he's the GOAT. Now, your mileage may vary, but I loved it. I loved the whole package last night. And then, as we said, SGA hits the 15-footer to send it to overtime.
Yeah.
Looked like the Rockets are going to pull it out. What do you think of Durant in a Rockets uniform?
Well, look, I said it when he got traded, and I do a character on the national show called Little Kevin. When he gets frustrated, he wants out. He wanted out of Phoenix. He wanted out of Golden State. But here's the deal. The Rockets got a closer. He made a mistake last night at the end of the game when he fouled SGA, but bottom line, Mike, they're going to be good. Rockets are going to be a good team, and they're going to can challenge in the Western Conference. But what about us tonight? Hawks open up their regular season against the Raptors. LeBron James and Steve Nash, by the way, do this podcast. It used to be J.J. Redick before he took the head coaching job. But they were talking about our Hawks. Listen to LeBron and Steve Nash.
I want to get your take on Atlanta. Kind of sleepy over there.
I spoke about them a little bit in the first half of this. It's very sneaky, man. Like, adding, like you said, Alexander Walker from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Jalen Johnson got hurt last year, so now he's coming back. Porzingis had a great summer. Mm-hmm. You know, if you watch any Eurobasket, he had a great summer in Latvia. You know, and obviously another year for Trey. Dyson Daniels was up there, mm-hmm. Defensive Player of the Year last year. And I thought, you know, Richardson started off the season like, oh, well, you know, sure. But then he picked it up. He came on. Okongwu, Luke Kennard, they added a shooter, so that definitely helps. Yeah.
Does he not know our squad? That's pretty accurate. I mean, he's sitting there. Here's the deal. LeBron's a student of the game, guys. He really does know everybody around the league, and I'm not talking about on a personal level. He studies guys. He watches.
Right.
But he's right. We're sneaky. We are going to be the team that everybody says, I think they're going to be good, but I'm not sure. And then you're going to look up, and we might have won, you know, 5-6 in a row, and we'll be, you know, competing for this division, Mike. But I think you're right. You said Orlando's the other team that is going to be really good and a team that they won't be sneaky. Paolo is legit. I mean, they got a really good squad as well. Right. But we are a team that could be very, very interesting. Last night, the Lakers played the second game. Mentioned this earlier to Mike. I still think Luka's fat.
This is new Luka. Have you not seen? I'm glistening. I need the same guy who oils up Zion. What?
You were grabbing your hammy in the third quarter last night.
Oh, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And nor do I sprint if it was a sprint.
You were literally walking down the floor. I'm like, I thought you were in shape. I saw all these pictures of you.
You know, my problem is I lost so much fat. I'm too muscular now.
Oh, okay.
So you need a layer. I used to play with a protective layer of blubber. I need to bring that back because it insulates muscle group.
Okay. You know who they need back. That's LeBron. J.J. Redick, the head coach of the Lakers. They lose to Golden State last night. Talked about LeBron's return.
It's hard to forget about LeBron. The reality is when you're focused on the group that you have, you got to make that group work. So it's sometimes you can just be like, oh my God, we're going to get LeBron back at some point. Like, it's awesome. But you are focused. I'll be honest with you. I did have one moment in that first half when we had a few possessions, we couldn't score against the zone. I'm like, ah, it'd be great to have LeBron just to throw it to at the high post.
Yeah, because he makes things easier.
You think?
We don't know when he's coming back, but that's what JJ was saying last night. It is the start of the NBA season tonight for our Hawks, and you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big shout out to all. And starting another incredible run.
Bang!
As the play-by-play guy. All right, let's hear from Ra, because this is what we're here for today, is to bring you the latest on the Falcons. Raheem Morris talked about his view of this team at the trade deadline. Guys, it's approaching. Are we going to do anything? Here's Raheem Morris.
You know, first and foremost, I love our team, Josh. I love who we are. I love who we can be. Obviously, last night didn't go the way we wanted to go. But the thing I did love is we almost found a way to pull out an ugly win. And the really good teams, they find ways to pull out ugly wins. And when that score was 13-10, and we had an opportunity to do it, you know, particularly in that fourth and one, or getting the ball back in that critical situation and being able to go down, I thought we had a chance. And those where you want your team to be, you know. But, you know, obviously in this league, Terry, you know, and all those guys in our pro department and all those type of things, they're always looking to upgrade. So, you know, there's nothing dire or nothing that we're going to actively search out. But, like, there's always a possibility of anything that can happen.
Were you disappointed we didn't kick the field goal?
Yeah, I just don't. To me, is that a byproduct? You don't trust your kicker. You know, I mean, and he won't say that. We'll ask him. I can try to ask him. He's not going to answer it. But
you know his legs, you know, not that big. You know,
it's just, it is what it is. But they just don't trust him, I don't think. I mean, indoors, maybe. Yeah. Outdoors, no. Outdoors, San Fran, no. So that's my two cents. I mean, the thing now is teams, including now the Dolphins, as we said, they're a mixed bag at best. The Patriots, Vrabel will go man-to-man against Penix, try to make Penix beat you. Colts have a really good defense. They're going to run the football, try to limit our possessions. And so you got to maximize. All of a sudden, the games we thought were a cakewalk now. See, I mean, I thought for sure we could get to 6-3. And now all of a sudden, man, this is tough. Can't monkey around Sunday.
No.
Cannot.
No.
You know?
Man, this is the other thing. He talks about good teams. If you're a good team, you beat the teams you should. This is a team you
right.
should beat.
But San Fran, you were better than them on paper. Yeah, they got McCaffrey. You got Bijan. That's a push. You know, you got Pitts. You know, you've got Drake. They were doing it with a bunch of guys you're not familiar with. They just out-schemed you. They ran blitzed you. You couldn't match it. You couldn't figure out how to fix what they were doing defensively.
Daily Download brought to you by Aikens Ford, guys, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. B.O., Brian Oliver's on his way, FanDuel Sports Network. We'll talk to him about the Hawks and the anticipation of what this season may bring. Coming up next on Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Tonight's the night. 82 games starts tonight. And that means, of course, this man right here on the line with us, Brian Oliver, Georgia Tech legend. B.O., it is good to have you back on the show. And obviously with the start of the season on FanDuel Sports Network, we wanted to grab you and talk a little bit about this Hawks squad. I want to start with the Dyson Daniels extension. We kind of knew this was coming, but again, they kept things quiet. But how important is Dyson to the makeup of this team, B.O.?
I mean, first of all, shout out to the GM and Ansi Saleh and the summer that he's had. And then you talk about locking up Dyson. What you do is you lock him up for 4 years. And this is a guy that we've all seen how, you know, his growth was, not so much on the defensive end last year, offensively, winning the most improved player of the year, which I still thought he was cheated on the defensive end.
Right.
You lock up a guy that is basically going to be with you and help you develop this young core that the Hawks have.
You love the moves, man. I mean, we said this yesterday. Trey can facilitate. There's nights when Trey can dominate. But this is, I think, Brian, the best supporting cast he's had since the conference championship run.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Mike. And I think that what it is that you know that this team wants to get up and down. They're going to play with pace. They've gotten a lot longer. They've gotten their depth as far as their bench. And if I look at when you look at the last two teams in the NBA Finals with OKC and in Indiana, those teams had a lot of length. They played defense, and they were deep. This Hawks team right now, they kind of are positioned in that same sense where – now, all we have to do is stay healthy. Let's get it rolling. I love the moves. Having Jalen Johnson back. And like you said, Trey's got a lot of different toys to play with, man. I'm so happy that the season is ready to kick off tonight.
It's Brian Oliver, guys, a part of FanDuel Sports Network. You'll see him pre-half and post-calling games as well for the Hawks on FanDuel this year. Hawks-Raptors tonight. What's the style of play going to be, B.O.? Does it change with this personnel than what we've seen in years past?
Well, I think that you realize this too, CD, that Quinn wants to play up-tempo with pace. He wants to space you out. He does not want that ball to stick. I think that when you got Kristaps Porzingis, a guy that can shoot it from probably Stone Mountain with his range, you want to be able to spread them out, allow Trey to be able to kick. We've always talked about the Hawks and the fact that you want to get paint touches. And the paint touches are not always just points in the paint. You want to break the defense down, be able to get these uncontested threes. I think that what you'll see more of is that with the guys, Quinn is probably going to go deeper into his bench. One of the things that I'm concerned is how do the Hawks handle the non-Trey Young minutes?
Yes.
There are a lot of guys that they can float with at the backup point position. Interested to see how that is to make sure that they don't have any drop-off, because you know that when Trey's out there and you're able to spread them out, he's going to be able to do an awful lot between hitting and get that floater. We're going to see more 20 assist games this year from Trey because he's got more guys that can knock down shots.
Yeah, Carl, do we say Nikhil Alexander-Walker is Gnaw, Are we going with Nah? Anyway.
Nah, man.
I mean, look, you were part of Lethal Weapon 3. You got to have a nickname, man. But talk about his game, because it wasn't exactly a household name to some Hawks fans, but he's a huge addition.
Well, I think when you look at him, you got a lengthy defender, a guy that can put the ball on the deck and go create. I think a lot of people look at him and saying that he's a wing defender that can knock down the three. But if you got a chance to see him last year with Minnesota, this is a dude that you can put the ball in his hands and he can go and he can create. Touch the paint, he can go get a bucket. I thought that even in the preseason, he came in and fit in like a glove, because you don't have to run a ton of sets for him. He's a high-energy guy. He's going to defend. And when you look at him and Dyson Daniels on the perimeter, that makes it a lot harder for these defenses, because you've got guys that will be able to switch. For the Hawks, you know they're already going to be able to switch from one to four. And what it does, it gives Trey a lot of relief, because you've got long, lengthy defenders. And Nikhil Alexander, well, he's a great athlete too. I think that he's going to really surprise a lot of people this season.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think he might be like the surprise pickup. I think everybody understands and knows what Porzingis brings. I'm not sure if Hawks fans really realize what they got in Nikhil. It's Brian Oliver, guys, talking Hawks. Hawks open up the season tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I wanted to ask you just about the depth of this bench. For the last few years, you know, with Bench Mob, B.O., you said it, this is a better bench than we've had, right? I mean, just from the pieces that you can intermingle and go different with different lineups, as you're talking about. You said you're curious about the non-minutes with Trey out there, but the bench, this is as deep as it's been.
I mean, CD, think about it. One guy we're not talking about is Luke Kennard. This is a dude that shoots it from behind the arc at 41% from three. He's a guy that can play some point. Then you're talking, let's not forget Onyeka Okongwu. He may not start, but he's a guy that's probably going to play a lot between the four and the five. He's worked on his range. Vic Krejci, you look at just the guys. And Asa Newell.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
This is a product out of Georgia, man, that this kid is long, he's bouncy, he's rangy. And I think Quinn is going to have a lot of different lineups that he can toy with based on the night. And then when you talk about the back-to-back games, that bench is going to be critical. And we saw that last year, is that when you're playing, you know, you've got four games and six nights, bench has got to be big for you, because you've got a lot of guys that can defend and you got a ton of shot makers. There are times we saw last year that bench mob came up big and gives you plus 44 points a game. That's going to be huge this year.
From FanDuel Sports, Brian Oliver with us here. Yeah, that's the thing, the big guy. I know fans don't want to hear about it, especially if you got home tickets, B, but you want to manage the big guy's minutes, because we got to have him healthy for hopefully a run as a four seed or better.
Yeah, absolutely. What the thing is that you want to make sure that it's the long haul. You know that Porzingis in the past few years has not been able to play plus 60 games. What you want to do is you want to be able to manage those minutes, especially on the back-to-backs. You want to be able to get his minutes to the point where it's not a lot of wear and tear, but you're able to exploit those mismatches. We've seen when he played with the Celtics that he's a hard guard, especially in that mid-post. So you want to make sure that, you know, between the other bigs, you get him his touches, get him his minutes, but you don't want to wear him down. We need him at the end of the game.
Want to remind folks tonight, special halftime performance by Quavo.
Quavo in the house!
Yes, sir. Doors open at 6:15. All right, game is at 7:30. They do have standing room only tickets that they have released, starting at only $15. You can go to Hawks.com for that information, guys. It's opening night presented by State Farm with a T-shirt giveaway, and you're hearing all the stars that VO is talking about that are going to be there as far as being on the court. And it's going to be a cool night, man. And on top of that, you get a special halftime performance by Quavo. All right, B.O., before we let you go, because we're going to be talking a lot this season, and make sure you guys watch him and check him out. Check out Dominique, Bob, everybody on FanDuel Sports Network. You got to be super proud, man, of what's going on with the football program.
What? If you had time, I'd break out into our fight song with the I'm a Rambler Rick, the Georgia Tech, the Element Engineer. But how great has our football team been, man? I expected them to have a really good year. What Brent Key has done and the games and how they've done. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous when we went up to Duke, because I know that Vegas had us losing by 3 points.
Yeah.
But for us to be undefeated at this stage of the season and, you know, go up and we're ranked seventh, I'm a little nervous about Syracuse because Syracuse is one of those teams, man, that even though their record may not tell it, they've got a pit bull in their coach. And talk about rallying his troops. I'm hoping that we don't have this as a trap game. But I love what my Yellow Jackets are doing. We got to stay the course. Let's make this ACC championship. And then at that, we're going to call it what it is, man. I know.
Oh, B.
We're going at him at the end of the year.
Wait. B, you dropped out. You said you're going to call it where it is. What'd you say there? We lost you.
Hey, to hell with Georgia at the end of the year. We're going at him.
All right, there it is.
Again, Mercedes-Benz is going to be rocking, and he's right. And by the way, B is right about Fran Brown. Remember last year, Tech won with physicality over Florida State, and they said they're physical. And then Fran Brown turns around and tells his guys, they think they're more physical than us. So you're right, man. That's a tough game. That's a Georgia
Mike,
coach.
Mike, he scares me, man, because right. That's a dude that will make you run through a brick wall.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, great motivator. B, looking forward to the season, watching you guys, and we'll see each other soon, brother. Thank you so much. Ka-ka!
Ka-ka!
There it is. Brian Oliver. Hanging out.
And we said this, man. You know, they had that poll from general managers we talked about. I think you were on. We were working that day. And everybody overwhelmingly said the best moves in the offseason were the Hawks.
Was.
Ossie Saleh, we talked about, you know, impressive, how impressive he is getting it. One thing we didn't talk about would be specifically, because not much you can say other than, yes, he's got to stay healthy, is Jalen Johnson. Because if Jalen Johnson stays healthy, then he's maybe an all-star.
Dude, he's a 20-point, 10-rebound guy at night. I think Big O mentioned it. Before he got hurt, it was 20, 10, and 5. That's 5 assists. There aren't many dudes in the league at 6'10 that are doing that. And his ability to handle the ball, Mike, this should be the season where everybody goes, damn, that Jalen Johnson's really good. This right. should be that season if he's able to stay completely healthy. Guys, we're live in the Ticketmaster studios up here at Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris is going to join us. We got plenty more Falcons talk coming along. But tonight, reminder again, there are standing room only tickets that have been released for $15. Hawks.com if you want to check them out. Look, I'm not going to overhype this. This should be a good season for the Hawks. It just should be. And, you know, there have been years where we thought, all right, well, maybe this is going to be a better year. Nobody expected us in 21, Mike, to do what we did.
Right.
But now there are expectations. And when you got guys like LeBron and Steve Nash on a podcast talking about, yeah, they're sneaky, man. They got some really good personnel. The thing about Anse is he didn't overpay for anybody. They didn't put a team together that you feel like, all right, well, that's not going to last. Dyson, fair deal. The trades and what you got in return, I think we robbed a couple of teams, to be honest with you. I think, you know, with what we got in return, this team is constructed the right way. And if Trey plays up to his capability, guys,
right.
they're going to pay him too.
You know, and the thing about Trey, you know, it's not like he's falling off the map. We know what he brings every night. It's just nationally, you don't get the juice. You don't make the Olympics, you know, when your team is not in the playoffs or getting eliminated in the play-in. You know, so now is a chance to reassert this team as one of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference and then make a run, you know. And then you could make the argument the same kind of maybe the Magic are going to be a scary team. Detroit, don't sleep on Detroit
no,
as well.
No.
But, I mean, but the traditional powers, and the Knicks are still, the core of the Knicks is still there, but you still feel that maybe some of the elements that were there in 2021 will be there this year to make a run.
The thing that I love, Mike, and I'll probably, you know, this was something that I talked about in the offseason and even at the end of last season. Trey, you had to put bigger guys around him. And you look at this team now, and that's what they've done. It's not just Porzingis and Jalen. You put bigger guard play around Trey. And so now, defensively, the liability thing that we've been talking about, a lot of that stuff gets taken away because you got guys that can defend. I'm just telling you, I think this is going to be a really good year for the Hawks. I hope they stay healthy. I'm knocking on this faux wood we got in here.
Right.
But if they do, man, they should be a fun team to watch.
Speaking of injuries, we're talking about, you know, what's up with the Falcons. We'll ask Coach, you know, how do you, you know, kind of fix the linebacker spot without Divine Diablo after D-Led posted earlier, thanks, Mike, about Coach Ulbrich talking about it. He said Ulbrich on JT Bertrand, he sees the game in a unique way. Of course, I was like, so many jokes we can insert there, but generally, in other words, watching a receiver going that way.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a local kid. He's a good guy. He just can't match Diablo's athleticism. D-Led came back because I was talking to him on Twitter, and he was basically saying that it's going to be sort of situational. Bertrand against the run, and then maybe Helms will be in there perhaps in some pass situations.
Yeah, you are going to have to mix things up because with the speedier guys, Bertrand's going to have an issue covering.
Right.
This is why we call him an every-down guy. Divine Diablo's an every-down guy. He can play the run, but he can also defend with tight ends and running backs out of the backfield. Mike, in some cases, Devine can run with receivers.
Right, so that's what they're saying. D-led feeling from Ulbrich that it could be Helms, Harrison, or Fuller in a pass situation.
I agree.
Early downs, you'll see Bertrand out there.
Yeah, no doubt. They got to fix that. Maybe, and that's another thing we'll ask Coach about, because, guys, that's one of the adjustments. Your defense just lost a key piece
right.
in how you cover. So how do you mask that?
Had a guy hit me up on the text line. You're making Divine Diablo sound like Ray Lewis. No, he's that. Matter of fact, that's dumb on your part because Ray Lewis was the big physical middle linebacker. This guy is everything Carl said, the athleticism. Yeah. He's like an oversized safety. That's why he's so big in the pass stops.
Yeah, he can cover, man. Hey, we got plenty more to dive into. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after every Falcons game, guys. The Falcon Flyover, it's your first chance to call in, react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster. We're in the Ticketmaster studios, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Flyover immediately following the game. We're coming back, 3 o'clock hour straight ahead, along with Coach Ra at the bottom of the hour. Stay there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.